You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. And don't look now, Adam, but the Brewers, you know, they might not be making up a lot of ground, still 19 games out of first place in the division, but they have won or split each of their last three series, as you and I speak. They're in the middle of a series with the Kansas City Royals, but maybe at long last, starting to get their legs underneath them.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point you can take the standings and sort of burn them because they're kind of irrelevant here. It's better baseball. Mostly it's better pitching that's gotten them going. The bullpen has been really spectacular for this Brewers team and Craig Counsell. And the starting pitching has been okay. Matt Garza has gotten going since coming into emergency relief in a 17-inning game. They've gotten some nice call-ups of performances from guys who came up from the minor league. The one guy, Kyle Loesch, he is having a terrible season. And he struggled again in the opener against the Royals on Monday night. 5 runs in 5 innings. His ERA is just shy of 6.5. It's a big deal for the Brewers, not just because he's their opening day starter, and if they're going to win any games, they're going to need something from him. He's also at the very top of the list of guys you'd look at to deal if you get into that mode in July, and right now his value is pretty much nothing. So they really badly need to figure out how to get him going. And, you know, I asked Craig Counsell, what are the options? And Counsell said the option is Kyle. In other words, you keep putting him out there every fifth day. They don't feel like he's very far off. It's a pitch or two that's killing him each time. Home runs are killing him. You keep running him out there, and you hope that he's able, you know, as veterans sometimes do, to find something and put a couple of good starts together, and the Brewers then hope to get some good value for him. And for Loesch, he could go pitch in a contending situation for the rest of this year.
And this still may be, let's face it, we've seen it plenty of times in the past. There may be a handful of teams lining up, despite the bad numbers and the rough go this year, willing to take a flyer on him. Somebody with a little experience like that, a little savvy, can still help a team down the stretch. But, no doubt they would like to see him pitch a little bit better heading into the deadline. The guy I would ask you about, because I think last week when we spoke, Taylor Youngman was about to make his big league debut. He has pitched twice since we spoke. What have you seen? What do you make of Big Taylor Youngman?
Well, a couple of things stand out. Number one, his debut was sensational. 7 innings against the Pirates, 1 run in the victory. It was the second time the Brewers called up a guy for a major league debut that he gave him 7 innings. Before that, they hadn't had a pitcher do that in his first start since way back in 97 when Steve Woodard pitched a famous game against Roger Clemens, a 1-0 game, I believe at County Stadium. That sort of was one of those games that stands out if you're someone who kind of grew up around this team. So it had been a really long time, and they got 2 promising starts in a row. He's got poise, which isn't surprising for a guy who came out of University of Texas, a big-time program, as a big-time pitcher, a Dick Houser Award winner, pitching the College World Series. You know, he's been on some reasonably big stages before, so it wasn't surprising that he's pretty calm out there. Just from an eyeball standpoint, you're struck by the way he pitches. This cross-body delivery is as dramatic as you see, really like this side of Jared Weaver. He stands on the third base side of the mound as a right-handed pitcher, and then he steps even further toward third base on the mound. And at Miller Park the other night in his first home game, you could see the spot where his spikes were contacting the mound. It really stood out as something different from anything else that you see. So it's uncomfortable for hitters to see someone throwing that way because there are a few guys who do it. So, good stuff. He had to grind through that home debut, but he kept the Brewers in the game. He happened to run against a guy named Max Scherzer, who was a broken bat hit away from throwing a no-hitter and really, had perfect game-type stuff that afternoon. But 2 pretty promising starts, and it's clear, Craig Counsell said, they're going to keep putting him out there. He's got an opportunity now to sort of gain a foothold in this rotation for the long term.
Yeah, so that's huge news, a real positive for Brewers fans. Maybe a negative right now is Carlos Gomez taking a little time here. Right leg soreness, which is, you know, normally we hear specific items when somebody goes down for a little bit. And I don't know, this could just be a couple of days. But what exactly are we talking about with Carlos Gomez?
Well, really, they're being general because he's banged up in it's a general area. It's really a hip flexor strain. So you think of that as more the outside of the hip. But Gomez says it's bothered him over the course of the last number of weeks to the point where it feels like a groin strain. So in other words, it's kind of the front of his leg, and it's different areas of that leg are bothering him at different times. They tried to knock it out by giving him a couple of days off. He came back, and it bugged him again, so they bumped him from that opener against the Royals on Monday night. We'll see how much he plays this week. The Craig Council says it's because they want to get, you know, 100 good games. There's just less than 100 games left for this Brewers team, and they want him to be good through the end. And they feel like taking a couple of days now is what it takes to get the good games later. Again, there's a bigger picture here, just like with Loesch. Carlos Gomez is another guy that would be a really nice trade chip for this Brewers team. He's been a top 20 MVP player the last couple of years. He is signed for this year and next at salaries under $10 million, which in today's game is all right for a player of his caliber who can do something at the top of a lineup for a team. So, you know, having him healthy and performing at his top level is really important for the Brewers just to have some options. You know, right now, with guys like Loesch, Gomez, even Aramis Ramirez, the options are so limited because they're not performing well. And that makes it really difficult for Doug Melvin and his staff to decide what's the right thing to do for the future of this franchise when you don't really have a good baseline to start from. So it's that's, I think, why that at least plays into the decision to rest him a couple of days instead of having him continue to grind through it. Again, he can play, and he had been playing with this for a while, but it's a question of, do you let him play at a diminished capacity and try to win every game now, or do you back up a couple of days, try to get him as close as you can to 100% and get some better games out of him later? And they obviously have chosen the latter.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, I think there's some pretty solid logic in that. Other news, the Brewers have already signed their first rounder, also a second and third rounder from the draft, just a smidge more than a week ago. So not wasting any time getting these guys in the system and beginning that development, which is always good.
Yeah, no, look, it's easy for me to say because it's not my money, but I always like when these picks sign early and want to get out and play. It's in their interest. And, you know, I've heard it from some club people before say, you sign now and you make your money later. And, you know, these guys are doing okay. The first runner got $2.7 million to sign a contract to go play baseball. I think he's going to be all right for a little while. But it's, you know, the new system, this is one of the consequences that many more guys are signing early and getting out and playing ball. And I think it's a good thing for the teams, obviously, and I think it is a good thing for those players. As Ray Montgomery, their scouting director, said, in the case of Trent Clark, a nice left-handed hitter out of high school in Texas, it's an extra 250 solar bats that he's going to get this summer versus if he waits to sign and ends up not getting out to play this season. So that's you know, really another full season under his books, another season closer to the big leagues, and he's a guy that they like. A lot of tools, center fielder to start, maybe eventually will move to right field. He's got a good arm, they say, and just a very natural hitter. It was very – I said this last week, I think, Dave, and it still stands out to me now. To hear a general manager talk about a draft pick who's 18 years old and just came out of high school as a professional-type hitter stands out. And that's the way you hear over and over and over about Trent Clark. He has a knack for getting the barrel of the bat to the baseball. And, hey, let him loose and see what he does in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I think it helps individuals, helps the teams, but I think even better still, man, I just think it is really great for the game to get these guys going and see that youth, you know, percolate up to the big leagues earlier. I just think it adds a whole lot of excitement. And I'll tell you another thing that adds excitement is Bob Uecker. And it's always great to have you healthy and happy and cracking wise. And
yeah.
But it's been one of those years, man, even for you, right? He gets locked in his booth. So lately he takes a ball off the old noggin, but he's okay. He's doing well.
Well, yeah. For those who didn't see it, a ball caromed off the cage during batting practice on Monday, and it hit Uecker on top of the head. He was joking about it with us afterwards, you know, and he was fine. But they said he started to feel kind of off as the game went along. There's a joke to be made there about Uke feeling a little bit off. Thankfully, because he's all right, we can make that joke. But they took a look. He had a little concussion. And, you know, he rested up, and hopefully we'll see him back at the ballpark. You know, he has dialed back his travel schedule the past two seasons. He's 81 years old. He's a Hall of Famer. He deserves that, I think. I think everyone's happy to see him spending a little bit more time in the summers out on his boat. And so there's this road trip coming up, and he was going to have some downtime anyway. So, hey, if you're going to get conked on the head, here's a good time. You're already going to be out for a couple of days. Get him back and healthy, because he's the most popular player in franchise history, and he never played for the team. So we want to get as many Bob Uecker games as we can, and hopefully he's feeling better today.
Yeah, again, you're spot on one more time, Adam, because he's a special dude, and that's good news on Uke. Well, listen, you brought a lot of good news this week. Maybe next week you'll have even more for us. We're looking forward to it, man.
All right, see ya.
All right, Adam McKelvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.